Table of Six Productions presents Fallen Empires.
Come on, Steven.
Welcome to the next episode of Fallen Empires.
Okay, are we ready?
Right,
as quick recap as I can get. You ready?
We are getting rocked.
Wilbur was in town handing out flyers, was attacked by this old creepy guy who burned his face with necrotic energy. Squeeb decided to put him to sleep, only to find out that it was Pow. Immediately after that, a robot came out and blew apart a thief. And Token went inside the shopkeep and the shopkeep gave him a contraption that would help him with unlocking things. Tamsin also follows Token in to try to rent the robot, which was unsuccessful.
Trying to buy Mayfair.
Well, you did try to buy it.
I'm not in the room for buying. I don't have the expenses.
You guys eventually went to the meeting and found out that it was actually a test to make sure that you were okay, and you guys all passed the test. Silas takes you guys to the inn and tells you of the competition between the guild leaders. And then there is an appearance of Crow, only to find out that it was Crow impersonators.
And Raven.
Then the Annihilators came in and roughed up the patrons and the waitress, which upset Tamsin quite a bit, so she decided to poison them with the booze vomit, the vomiting stuff, and they all threw up all over each other, as well as Pow, and you guys decided to exit swiftly after that. Septima gave you guys the mission. She said she's hunting for these hidden magical fields, these disturbances that are, like, appearing all over the land. And she sent you out to get as much information as possible, and she would pay you 50 gold each to bring back some of that information. She also asked Squeeb to become her apprentice. So you guys decided to go out. You found Squelch. Squelch was... Squelch. Awesome. And Token decided to make him their leader, and it made Squelch very happy, and he decided to take on that leadership role, telling you guys what to do. Later on, you found a naked kid who got this tree knocked over him, and there was all these scratch marks, and it was very weird, and Squelch wanted to eat him. You guys tied him up to a tree, and...
Wasted spell slots to kill him.
Well, he went to bed after that.
Yeah.
And then he, like, started turning into this weird monster thing with tentacles, and his forehead extended out, his, like, muscle, like, ripped open.
It's like fully coolie.
And he, like, ripped his torso in half trying to get off the rope. And then he was eventually put down by a holy smite. What else happened? Then you guys finally made it to the tower. It was kind of scary because Tamsin found out that there was a dragon. She could feel the presence of a dragon nearby. There were some goblins inside, some junk, a contraption that shot a net. The dragon decided to come down and took a goblin away and then was going to breathe fire inside. But all the goblins died, and Tamsin said that we're not here to take your treasure. We just want to annihilate the goblins, and the dragon then annihilated Squelch. Burn him in half.
Wah, wah, wah.
Then what happened?
I finished the job.
Oh, yes, you did.
Dragon, what you didn't hear was the part where the dragon was like, make sure you kill Squelch.
Oh, that was in there?
The DM didn't hear it either.
I don't think that was canon.
Your DM doesn't speak Draconic.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I dreamt this.
Last night.
There was some wolves.
Dreams, so. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Some wolves as well, and you guys dispatched them. They opened up the door and found all these weird chicken creatures and decided to slam the door shut and move on past that. Went upstairs. There was this green orb with a stained glass window. You touched the orb and all these lights came out and a treasure chest appeared. And Token was like, yes, please. And it was touched, which activated the golem. The golem came out, and there was a fight, and Token got squashed up against the wall. And
deservedly.
Eventually, you guys took down the giant glass creature, only to have it self-destruct and blow up glass pieces everywhere. But Token got a healing potion and a scroll of some kind out of the deal. And now you guys have moved on
and
up to the next level.
I figured out how they have electrical powers.
You did? I don't remember that part.
I'm an electrical rat.
Oh my goodness. All right. So you guys have made it up. Tamsin has already been up here once. There's the door's open, so it's open down there. There's all these holes all over the floor, the walls, and the ceiling. There's bones that are like all like laid out all over the place. There's some goblin bodies laid out as well.
Does it seem to be organized at all?
No.
Like, does one area seem to have a lot more pile up than any other?
No, nope, it's all
They're
over
all
the
just
place.
Kind of spread out.
Yep. The few of the roll a roll. You guys can roll. You can all roll perception this time. We'll see.
Ooh. 14.
14. Trying to figure all of those.
Boom!
Ooh, there it is.
23, I think.
Wow.
That'll do, Pig.
20.
All right.
So oh, no, it's just 18.
All right, so Pal and Squeeb, you guys notice that the bones are just all over the place, but the goblin bodies all are laying like they're running away from that door.
From this door?
Yes, correct. The main door.
So
there is
feet
a,
are towards the door?
Yeah, correct. The raven, there is a raven on top of the door. And it just looks like a statue.
Is it Raven or just a Raven?
Yeah, you need to
a raven.
Specify.
Okay.
Capital R?
Yes, capital R.
Can I inspect
and
one of the holes?
It's up to you guys. Yeah, of course. Roll me an investigation
I'm going to intend to not touch anything, mm-hmm. but just take a
Can peek. I place my hands over his eyes like goggles to help him?
No.
Can I help?
He's not going to be able to see anything. You're like that definitely
happens. I
jump on his back and I
yeah.
her back.
He's no. got a loop. And he puts it over my
can
eye.
Can I help
him?
Can I roll two?
Sweeb, you are proficient in investigation, so yes, you may.
Plus five, baby.
If I'm getting perception, or is it investigation?
Investigation.
It'll be 14.
19.
You
rolled the same.
You're looking at it, Squeeb, or Tamsin goes down and like looks at it, and she's it's just a hole, and then you like sort of go to the next one, look down in there, and you can feel just like a small breeze coming out of it, and you realize that it may be interconnected with the other ones. All the holes might be interconnected some way.
What I don't see is like a dart.
Yeah, you definitely don't see a dart.
It doesn't feel like a trap.
Yeah, with my dark vision.
It doesn't feel like a trap, but it looks like when you look down in there, you see it, and then it turns over. And, like, you feel a small, weird kind of breeze in it, like they may be all connected.
Where are there windows in here?
There's no windows.
Can I fit in it?
No, it's not. It's
from
the holes are, like, that big.
Like from outside?
It's like, yeah, they're just all over the floor.
From outside, when I circled the whole thing, could I see if there were any windows?
No, you saw the main glass window,
yeah,
and that was it.
That was it.
The stained glass window.
Air's coming out of it like a vent, or is it just like...
It just feels like there's a breeze, or like...
There's airway.
Yeah, there's like an airway, not like a breeze. I may have described it wrong, but you just realize that they're kind of all connected, probably, in some way.
They're on the walls as well?
Yes, wall and ceilings.
Oh.
Can I inspect one on the wall?
Yep.
All right, 16. Does it seem to go all the way through, or...?
Nope. Okay. It does the same thing. It goes in about 2 inches and then turns.
Well, yeah, Tamsin, it seems it's some sort of interconnected webway of tunnels or holes, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about it. It doesn't feel like a trap, but
where can you guys move yourself?
It feels
so
like
I can see where you're.
Like a trap.
Sorry.
Yeah. Where do the holes start?
How's that? I thought
you Where do the holes start?
They're immediately inside this square area, so not in that little hallway.
So
there.
If I'm like right there,
yeah, and that's where I would be.
Okay. All right, pal, you just want to walk in? Crunch on the bones?
Yeah, not touching the bones.
Okay. So you walk in there, nothing happens.
I am going to start reading my spell book and doing a ritual.
Roll me a arcana check. As you start doing the incantation to do your spell.
I hit a shiver.
Yeah.
Ooh, I see you shiver.
Boom. 16 plus.
You get the sense 21. Of like almost a flood of magical energy coming out from underneath the door. It's just like
this door?
Yeah, it just feels like all this magic energy is hidden behind this door.
I look over and I say, I would be careful around that door. It seems to be containing some sort of magical energy.
I look up at you. My ears turn towards you, and I look up, and I'm running with Jean through some dead bones. Bodies, okay. Looking for stuff.
I go back to my ritual.
All right, you go back to your... The feeling that you get, Squeeve, is not, like, of danger. It's of interest to you. Like, the magic energy is almost like a call to you.
It's not like a
trap. It's not like a trap, or it doesn't feel like a... It doesn't feel like a trap. It's more of... it's you just get the sense of this magical energy that sort of is pulling your interest.
Oh, wait, didn't I get that before somewhere? Oh, that was at Septima's place.
Yeah.
is this the top?
Do we know it's not the top?
Yeah, should be able to guess. You see another door, and from the architecture of the building, you're pretty confident that's probably.
So there's a door here, right?
Yes, correct.
And there's a door there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in the middle of it. I didn't want
to. Okay.
See the Susan.
You rummage through some of the goblins. The goblins have like a little pouch, and you open it up, and there's like different animal teeth and like these slimy boogers in there, like dried up boogers and like. It looks nasty, but it looks like it might be a treasure for them. But that's what you're it finding off these bodies.
So I wonder what that is.
You should send your servant to open up the door later on.
That's the plan, Bow.
I look up at 10
minutes.
The bird.
I don't think we have
Is there
minutes.
A bird up there?
Yes, there is a raven up there.
I inspect it.
Okay. Roll perception.
Real?
It just looks like a stone raven is what it looks like.
Oh, it's stone.
Quote the raven.
I'm spelling.
I want to inspect it too. I want to inspect it to see if it has to be there because you can't take it off of this piece. Or.
Okay. Are you going to climb up there and touch it? What are you doing?
I'm going to pet it.
Okay. A 9. So. You just look at the raven from where you are, and it just looks like a little stone raven up there on top.
I feel like you wouldn't name it as a detail if it wasn't part of the room
as the game. As you guys are just sort of looking around here, you just see Squeeb over there casting incantation.
I talk to it.
All right. What do you say?
Polly, want a cracker? Want anything?
No, no response.
Birdie.
I'm gonna go ahead and put an arrow on my bow.
Okay.
So I'm just prepared for potential for either door to open, but I'm still in that corner with eyes on the field.
Okay. In the corner away from the holes, okay?
Yes.
Stand back with
given what I saw in the last room, I'm not positive.
A ration.
Okay.
And I'm going to attempt to scale the wall.
Up to the raven? Okay.
I could just throw you.
Where are you scaling the wall?
Up to the side of the door right here.
So once you get up near the door, the raven speaks and says, it says, cannot go in. Cannot go in.
Why?
Do not go in.
Why?
Do not go in.
Can I go in later?
Do not go in.
Do not go in.
Do not go in.
Do not go in.
Do not
go in. Do not go in.
Do not
go in. Is that the only thing you know how to say?
Do not go in.
Now I'm going to go in.
Do not go in.
Does it change the pace of it? No, it says it exactly the same?
Where did he, where did he trigger the sound?
Anywhere near the door.
Like 2 squares out?
Yeah, basically... 5 feet away from the door in all directions.
Okay.
On account of the dead goblins, I would advise heeding its advice.
I bet there are shinies that way, and I point to the other door.
I start walking towards the door slower.
To the door there?
Mm-hmm.
You take one step, and you see the raven, as you're moving closer after he's told you no, he opens his mouth, like that, and you can see something in his mouth. And it just stops. But you see something inside its mouth.
Can I go in now?
I aim at the raven.
Excuse me?
And you see this vial sort of, and it starts pulling out of its mouth, and it stays right there. It's like stuck in its mouth.
Do you want me to take that out of your mouth for you?
You're not going.
Okay, I won't go in. What about the vial in your mouth?
No. cannot go in.
Can I have it?
Do not go in.
If you say do not go in, that means yes.
Do not go in.
I start scaling the wall. I slowly slide a little bit more towards the door. Not towards the door, towards the columns.
Its eyes are fixed on you, and the vial just sets really close to being all the way out of its mouth.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Are you going to drop that thing?
Can I...
I take a step back.
From where I start walking backwards. Can I see what's in the vial?
No.
Okay. Can I see the vial?
Mm-hmm. You can see something in its mouth. You take a step back, the vial goes back inside its mouth.
I sprint and run towards the door and jump.
Unbelievable. I didn't realize Jared was here.
Initiative. You're probably getting close to being done with your servant. You jump at the door, like to hit the door.
No, I jump and I turn like this, so if he drops the vial, I'm going to probably catch it.
And if not, then you just hit your head on the door.
I am going to duck back down the hallway.
Tell me this isn't gonna be awesome though. If I catch the vial on some kind of awesome
you
poison.
You are gonna end up dead like the guy.
I wish it was really awesome the way you think, but it's not. You run up, you do that, it goes, ugh, and it spits it out, and it starts falling. You're like, oh, this is gonna be awesome! And you're like jumping through the air, getting ready to catch it. And right as it starts falling, its foot goes, and catches it, and it goes, and pops the cork out of it. And you see a swirl of mist go, and it goes outside of the vial. And now you can roll initiative.
Oh,
bye. That's so lame.
So it dropped it into its own foot.
Bye.
And crit fail. That's a big thing that I was heading up.
That's a elemental thing, yeah.
Sweet.
So one, okay. Sorry, Matt. That was a good idea, though.
Air. Myrmidon.
I thought I was gonna get this awesome tool I can use later.
You already have an awesome tool.
Yeah, automatic miss. Awesome
automatic miss? Oh, this is not looking good.
You're an automatic tool.
I rolled a 9.
I rolled a crit the last time.
What'd you get?
18.
And I'm probably prone now.
Fast a little deep gnome.
Fun fact.
Here's a fun fact.
Okay, you beat it. You just see this giant swirl of air. As it swirls out and it's like hovering above you guys, and that's where we're at. Squeeve, you're up. Just as it comes out, you see a swirl of mist and your unseen servant pops out.
Bonus action to command the unseen servant.
Okay.
Would it says it can interact with objects and do anything a human servant can do? Can I have it provide the help action? To give advantage on the next attack?
I don't think so.
I think there's something that's
yeah,
that
I don't think it can.
Can it use... Can it pick up some bones and kind of hold them in front of me to give me an AC bonus?
Yeah, maybe. Can I maybe do that?
Right.
Or partial cover or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And firebolt the guy.
Whoa, already?
Yeah, it's firebolt.
I mean, I recognize that as an enemy threat.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
That's not 12, right?
A 12?
Mm-hmm.
That misses.
All
right. Firebolt, and it just and it dissipates and goes back around and swirls back. And it's like got a big chain. It's
like, oh, cool. Stephen King wrote this. It's the miss.
Token, you're up. Or unless
like
you're moving.
Shot.
Are you moving, Squeeb?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Missed.
Here's the punchline.
Yeah.
I don't even think I have anything.
Oh, you know where I'm going.
Oh, I heard the tattoos. Me hitting you in the floor of the endlessness.
It doesn't have feet, does it?
There's so many.
No feet.
Keep shorts.
None at all.
Alright, I'm gonna interact with the door.
Okay.
I'm gonna knock on it.
Alright.
And be like, hey, I didn't open this, but I'm being attacked. Please help. Hoping that maybe something good's inside.
You are warned.
I didn't do it.
James Earl Jones is in there.
It didn't come from the door. It came from the elemental.
None shall enter.
I don't want to enter. Crap. So I'm... Am I based with him now?
Yeah.
He, like, appeared basically on me?
Yeah.
All right, I'll swing my rapier at him. Not gonna be able to hurt him, I'm sure. I need a magical rapier. That's gonna hit, I'm sure. The 20, unnatural.
I don't know how the volume is good. Put some energy into it.
Too loud.
Was it too loud?
Max damage. Too loud?
What? 12 damage.
12 damage? You saw the mist sort of swirl around the flames as you pulled it in. You like grabbed onto its chain and like started to. And you were like crinkling the chain, like breaking it off, pieces of it off. Oh, he's not happy with you at all.
And then I'll take the dodge action. And skimper all the way here.
Here comes the attack.
Yeah, disadvantage. I got dodge.
You got dodge? You're not allowed to dodge.
Yeah.
Oh. Nope.
Eat it.
From where I am, can I see whether or not that chain mattered? Like him having his chain?
It's basically his weapon of choice. Okay. So that's
it didn't mean
that's
like it's a health meter of some sort.
No, it wouldn't be a health meter, but it's how he would smack you.
All right,
I probably didn't deal
smack
much
meter
damage.
No, you did damage.
Yeah, but much is the question.
No, it didn't. It seemed like you. It's a solid blow.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you ran away over there. He swirls around his chain and he just looks down at you guys and just like the raven, he goes, "None shall enter." And then he just and goes into a hole.
Oh!
And then he's like,
no!
And he comes right back out right in front of you.
This is awesome.
And he swings at you.
I got the dodge action.
Well, good job. Two twos, so that would be a miss.
Two twos. He's a ballerina.
He's not happy with you. As he there?
He's not.
Oh wait, I'm sorry.
Just to be clear,
I forgot he has two attacks.
Whoa!
Both on me too, huh?
Yep. Miss again. A three and a six.
All this crap.
I'm doing really good this time, guys. You guys got. As he comes out of this hole right underneath you, you're scared like that he just came out, and he starts swirling around faster and faster, and he starts putting out his mace, and it's like swinging around, and he's just spinning faster and faster as he's standing there.
It's like a whirling dervish.
The wind starts blowing you back, and like you can start feeling a force trying to push you back. It feels like dirt and stuff starting to smack your face. That hits pretty much all of you guys.
And bones?
Yeah. Your little unseen servant starting to like dissipating. Damson, you're up.
He's not in range that if I just retreat. He can't do anything about
He
that.
Cannot do anything to you.
Down the hall.
No shot?
Real? No shot from that at range.
Wow.
If he can't hit you, then he can't. You won't have disadvantage, right?
I'm assuming that I'm too close.
No, you are
All right, close. Then I will shoot.
Well, even if you didn't, still better than not a shot, right?
Yeah.
Depends on how you're thinking it.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Tammy. There you go.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Max damage.
That's a hit. Wow, that's a hit.
I don't have any questions about that.
It's a ranger, baby.
That's 21.
Okay, that hits.
For max damage.
For 11 damage.
Wow, you guys in maximum damage. He's getting kind of hurt. He's halfway done. More than half. So,
And now I retreat down the hallway.
The spinning action continues to accelerate as he gets hit. You just see like pieces and chunks of him just
crash
like,
bandicoot.
Pieces of his armor just falls off and like hits the wall.
Retreat down the hallway.
Retreat down the hallway.
As he moves, you can see that this the tornado thing is like moving some too. It's not stationary.
He's a tornado.
Pal, you're up
is it moving southwest to northeast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Pal, he's making it with his chain.
What now?
Making it with his chain.
He's just swinging his chain around. It's getting closer and closer to your face, but like you can start to feel the dust and the air like just starting to smack, and it feels stinging your face.
Like he is a tornado.
Yeah, like he's turning into a tornado at this point. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that he is moving his body like a cyclone?
On my own?
Val, sure. Your turn.
Is
Baby Bash here?
I clutch my shield and I try to push it up to have him hit the shield and stop his momentum.
Okay, roll strength.
Do it.
I don't think a powerful build has anything to do with that. Push, drag, or lift.
Probably nope, not. You're not holding them. It's not going to help you on this.
Okay.
The wind's getting pretty fast.
11.
You roll 20. You push your shield up, and you can instantly just, it like smacks the wall, and you're like, oh crap.
Okay. I guess I'll go behind him.
Okay.
Without moving away.
Okay. Squeeb, you're up.
I will cast Bonfire deck save.
Okay. On him?
On his spot, yeah.
Okay.
13?
Six, yeah, it's more than that. Yeah, it's 18.
Okay. I will...
Quite the dexterous one.
I will...
As you put the bonfire down, it is, and it goes out.
Oh.
The wind just...
Almost turned into a fire cyclone.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
I listen to Tamsin and I run, keeping my Unseen Servant there.
Token. Tagging it?
Oh yeah, I started this. Ooh, that's on the low. That's 10.
Misses.
And then I will...
Got that.
I'll disengage. You always...
Where'd you move to? You didn't try to...
I squeezed past them.
Okay.
Big Ben.
Why'd you do that? It's gonna be like a bowling ball, like.
So Cal, he kind of deflected your shield off, so you're like, not a problem to him. He's been attacked too many times in here, so he continues to fall as he goes through your Unseen Servant. It just
no!
It's gone, and you just see this whirlwind come through, and it's just like, and the spinning mace is just coming through. He goes above you guys and like flips upside down. And you just see him go straight down in between all of you and hit the ground.
Does he get an opportunity attack?
Yes, he will.
Do I?
No.
I don't know where I am. Am I all the way back down the hallway right now?
Well, you're
right there.
I should have had my 30 feet back. That was more my 35. That was my goal. Shot. And
oh, yeah, I'm back. I'm back more than two. Yeah.
13.
13 misses. Double check. Yep. He comes down in between Squeeb and Token then. Since the elf can move a little further.
The squishy one's great.
Yeah, pretty much. He lands on the ground, and what he does, it's an explosion of air force that goes in all directions. And I need you guys to roll strength save, please.
Uh-oh! That's bad news.
I don't think that you're in range because you're going to be 10 feet out. Hold on.
Oh, no.
I
failed. I rolled a 3.
Yeah, no, it's gotta be there in that space. He's larger than that. He's actually 10 foot.
Okay.
Or, yeah, 10 foot.
So he's considered a large.
Yeah, he's a large figure.
Kind of dirty one.
What'd you get?
I got a 3.
You guys
got you said dirty one.
Okay.
It's 2 minus 1.
As he explodes on the ground, the air tornado like explodes out on you guys. And Token, you slam up against the wall, and you're going to take a lot of damage.
Yeah, I'm dead. I'm dead outright.
Might be.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. 10 bludgeoning damage.
Jeez.
You don't move more than 5 feet, so you don't take any more damage as you hit the wall. Squeeb, you're going to go flying towards Tamsin.
Catch me!
And Tamsin, you need to roll a save, strength save, please.
Okay.
Does he have any pluses to his strength?
1.
It's 11.
The save is 11.
Whoa!
It is. You're still going to take the damage from the explosion, but you won't take...
And my boobs.
You're going to take 11 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, okay. I'm 1...
What?
1 HP.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so you explode out and hit Tamsin, and Tamsin sort of puts his bow down and catches you. her catches you, and then the creature's just standing there, and it sort of stops, and it looks both ways at both you guys on both sides, and just sort of goes, and starts swinging its mace again. Inside.
We didn't go by the door.
Look what the dirty rat has done.
That was Tamsin. It's your up. So you have Sweeb in your arms.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Cure wounds.
On me again.
6.
Yee.
Very good. You guys have a healing.
Just you feel the pain and bruises start to ease on your body.
I could get half more of that.
Pal, you're up. You just saw the whirlwind go out and go around the corner after your friends.
I go to the door.
Hold on. I want to take my movement.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You going back down the steps? Getting in front of school.
And I spit right in his face.
Ooh.
As a bonus action.
You just sort of, and it just splatters back on your face.
I try to.
Don't pee in the wind.
Are you still holding me?
I try to open the door.
Oh. Door opens.
So I can run past.
Yeah.
Classic Paladin.
Classic Paladin. Well, I'm hoping that he's gonna come after me now.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a Heraclix piece.
Mm-hmm. You open up the door, and when you do, inside, you notice a small day bed. It's not like a real bed, but it's like a small day bed. A bookcase, the corner, there is a throne with a dead wizard. Skeleton.
No!
I'll dash.
Okay.
And
he is, as you get closer, you see that he's clenching like a little small journal written in his hand.
I grab the journal and sit down on the throne.
You kicked the
you
wizard out?
You kicked him out!
You knocked the wizard out?
Yeah.
All
right. I mean, I wasn't like super disrespectful and like hit him and shattered him everywhere, but
sit on his lap.
Okay. So you pushed him down, the wizard falls to the ground, you grab his thing, and...
Not his thing, his journal.
are you going to read it?
Yeah.
Or try to?
Uh-huh.
In the middle of combat?
Well, yeah, I'm hoping that this distracts the thing that said don't go in.
Okay, well, here's the first page.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, man, there's a lot then.
As you knock him on the ground, I'm sorry... There's one more piece and I'm missing it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, this is important, Eric.
Mm.
Alright, pal. As you knock him on the ground, you hear in your mind, "They are here. Trust no one." And then you knock him off the ground.
Okay.
And then now you can read that first page. Pal's done. Squeeb, you're up. You're like right behind Tamsin's body.
Would I be able to shoot around Tamsin?
Yeah, I think so. Well, fire might scare her a little bit.
We spent the last year together.
Oh, okay.
That's why I stepped in front of him.
Incoming firebolt!
Can I react a duck?
13.
Or yes. Just drop to a kneel? Is that a miss or a hit?
It's a miss.
I'll scoot back.
The flames just go out as it gets closer. The wind just...
You're doing great, Tammy.
We talked about this. Stop calling me Tammy.
Token, you're up.
And he's based me again?
Yeah, it's turning. It's mostly paying attention to Tamsin.
I'll take the disengage. Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
You're kidding me.
5. Oh, and I'm going to shut the door.
Oh, for reals?
5, 10, 15, 25.
As you come in there,
I won't shut the door. I'm just teasing about the door.
You see the same. You see the same thing that I told him, but you see the skeletons on the ground.
I will shut this door.
Meta,
though.
We were told we should like each other. You are making me hate you so hard right now.
What do you mean? I have 2 hit points left. I'm basically limping out of there.
Yeah, you started the fight. Now you're running from it.
I obeyed your order.
So
you
much
said...
for the guild.
What?
All right,
we're gonna have this conversation.
How many times have you attacked it?
We're gonna have.
How many times have you shot at it?
I'm pretty sure I did more damage than you, or at least equal to.
I don't think you did.
And I'm trying to tank for you.
As he's looking at you two, the intensity of the spinning has calmed down from the explosion, and it looks like he like spins a couple times to try to like whirl back up, and it doesn't speed up anymore. And he looks frustrated, and then he slams at you, Tamsin.
Try talking to your doctor.
That is a 10.
Okay, no, it doesn't. Yeah.
Second attack.
Second attack.
That's okay. I got through one.
A 9.
Also
for,
miss.
For mass damage.
I just laugh.
It swings down. You just dodge all the way. It swings again.
Just
hits the wall.
Ninja.
And then tries to spin around again really fast, but it doesn't seem to be picking up any speed.
Do I seem to notice that the lack of space is what's making him struggle to get his spin going?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
That was our confidence thing.
It's okay.
Tamsin, you're up.
Weak spin game. He should be a washer, bro.
He tries to spin again. It's just banging its mace against the walls.
I read the story of Aramel, bro.
I'm in the back.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's not gonna matter. So, I didn't hit.
You spit.
I would be drawing my short sword to.
Oh, okay.
Attack.
Okay.
It doesn't
okay.
matter.
You can still attack with your bow, just disadvantage.
Yeah,
I'm in the back, and I say,
I don't remember setting you on tumble dry.
To
swings at you.
Block him.
Or you swing at it,
yeah.
and you just go right through the air.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. Pal, you're up. That's about all the further you get through the journal, and that's a speed read. It doesn't appear to have done what you wanted it to do. Distract it. But it might be because it doesn't know what's going on.
Maybe. I toss the journal. I go out of the door. I dash.
You toss the journal? I'll take the page back.
I toss the journal. Actually, I just hand it off.
You hand it to me?
Yep, for you to read.
You can't read.
That's only the first page. It's a journal.
Can I use my reaction?
And I say, figure it out! And then I duck as I go underneath this.
Okay.
Does that lizard have anything shiny on it?
Huh?
Does that lizard have anything shiny on it?
Not on the book,
though. No, the lizard.
Oh, man. He's just in, like, a big robe. He's still got the full beard, white beard, but he's a skeleton. Looks like he's been dead for a long time.
I try to remain quiet, so as I'm coming around that corner, so...
Okay.
He doesn't know I'm there.
All right. Squeeb?
Mountain will be coming around the corner when he comes.
I'm going to keep supporting my friend.
Firebolt!
Something we've been practicing.
17.
Hits.
Boom. First time I hit this whole time.
Swing that big bat.
5 fire damage.
You smack it on the chain and it breaks it in half and it's got like 2 pieces and it's like... And it just smacks it on the ground a couple times and it just throws down another piece of chain.
Okay.
So it's only got like a small little chain now as it's trying to swing around. Token, you're up.
Stupid Raven, I told it that I wasn't even going to come in this room and it still started all this fight. All I want to do is I'm going to look. I'm going to search the lizard.
Hold on a second. You ran over to the bed. Roll investigation for me as you ran over the bed. Probably not.
It's a
14. Okay, keep on.
So as I'm scrummaging through him.
Through him?
Yeah, right. I'm like...
He's just an old
I'm venting wizard. About the fact that this...
He literally is like old and decayed at least like 50 years that he's just sat there decaying. As you start messing with him, you hear the same voice in your mind that says, they are here. Trust no one.
Yeah, I don't trust anyone. That stupid Raven lied.
Do not go in.
I didn't go in.
Keep it secret.
Do not go in.
I didn't go in.
You did.
I did it. I did now. You attack first.
All right. That's it. You run through your stuff. He's old. It doesn't look like he doesn't have anything. He just was sitting on his throne.
Can I still read this or no?
You can read that.
Okay. Huh?
Nothing. Enemy's turn. Yeah, you can read that page.
At disadvantage because it's half chain. Or is that just flavor?
No, that was flavor. Okay.
He's gonna stop rolling.
He just said okay.
He gets really mad and like at his chain, and he just sort of throws it down, and he goes, wow, and he starts spinning around really fast again, and it starts pushing you guys back some more. And he goes right around you, like just And he's like in between both of you guys, and it just goes up and goes and hits the ground again.
Don't be in between both of you.
Roll strength save, please.
13.
Ooh, 18.
Okay. Alright, take half damage.
Yep.
I've learned your trick, error man.
What was that?
Both of you take five.
No, that wasn't
five bludgeoning damage.
Airman way back in the day?
It was Airman.
No, Airman. Like in middle school or something.
Airbot.
Airbot.
So after the five bludgeoning damage, you guys try to push off the wind as he's just like spinning and throwing all this dust in your face, and it starts to cut your skin. Small little pieces cut you open.
Ah.
Are you still up? Oh, yeah, because he saved you. So you guys get pushed back like 5 feet, and then you take a step forward back, right back in its face. As it spins and it slows back down, it's just sort of floating in your face. It has no weapons, just this fist. Tamsin, you're up.
Can I move back to a range where I can shoot?
You can. It will swing at you. With a wind blast.
He landed in between the two of us evenly?
Yeah.
Why? You're somewhere.
You blasted us apart.
Hmm? Yeah, we should be spaced out just a little bit, right?
It can go in your space.
Did he not make us move on a half roll?
No. You do not move at all. No, right. You do not move at all on a half roll.
I'm just trying to. Work my way around this. All right, I'm gonna back
up
anyway.
That's like you holding yourself back.
I'm gonna back up anyway.
Oh, he's risking it.
You're risking it.
Here comes the crit.
I'll take the hit. Bring it.
That is a 4-13. Oh, look at him. He's getting nervous. He's like, oh crap.
AC's 13.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
You'll take six more.
All right.
Bludgeoning damage.
That's not good.
You still up?
Yeah. Okay. That's a 19 for 7.
That hits for 7 damage.
You have a plus 7?
It's sort of floating in the air. It was looking at you, Squeeb, and you hit it right in the back of its helmet, and you just sink this arrow inside its helmet, and it's just floating, and it's like, and it spins back, and just spins back and looks right at you.
Come at me, bro.
Ooh, stink eye.
Pal, you're up. It is looking in your direction now.
I use a reaction because I can't get to him. I know he can get to me. It looks like it's going to.
You can get
to
him. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
No.
These are 5 feet.
Yeah, those are 5 feet.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
25. Oh.
Yeah. And it's extra 5 feet because of him. So you're right in his face.
All
right,
good.
With four
so allies are difficult. Okay.
Well, in that situation it is because he's...
Squeezing.
Yes, correct.
I'm going to take a swing at him.
All right. He's gonna take your kill again.
22.
22 hits!
9 damage. 9
damage?
I literally just said the same thing to Steven as you were saying it to me. It's like he's gonna take my kill.
Slashing.
You slash down at it, and it cuts the thing in half, and the bottom half of the pieces of armor that you cut in half just sort of fall to the ground and clang, but it's still sitting there with like a shoulder pauldron, and it's got one arm, and its skull still, or like the helmet it's got on there is still there.
Ooh.
But it's like falling apart. Squeeb, you're up. It's not paying attention to you right now. It's engaged.
I clutch my wounds and draw my dagger.
Oh, no, you are not.
You want to fight dirty, huh? I'm from the Underdark.
All right, there we go. Take this, buddy.
I'm going to spin that immediately for advantage.
Okay.
Plus 5.
Let's go.
My dagger.
Plus 5, and you're gonna give yourself. You need to give yourself advantage.
No, you got advantage.
I know.
Come on, do this.
So 17.
That hits. Oh my goodness.
Come on, baby. Come on, Squeeb.
You're gonna get that 4.
Plus 3. Oh, 4 damage.
Is it 4? Oh, 4 total. You're so bad. Man, I wanted it to kill him so bad.
Well, then you should have.
Yeah.
You
slice into it, and it's like stuck into its pauldron, and it's spinning you around, and like you're like holding onto the dagger. You can let go if you want, but it's like spinning you around.
My dagger gets stuck?
Inside its
pauldron. What? Why did it get stuck?
On a 17.
Sort of like,
I can let go of it. You look like a globetrotter. It's like spinning like a basketball.
It's not like flopping around. It's just like you're like, and it's like it picks you up a little bit, and it's like floating you in the air if you want.
Well, I'm not gonna lose my dagger.
No, probably not.
You only have a couple more. You should have just let him die, Luke.
Oh, I should have just gave it to him.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't like fudge rules unless it really, really matters.
It's about the story.
Token.
It's about the story.
It is about the story. I agree with that.
15. I'm going to go towards the bed with just my normal movement.
Mm-hmm.
And crawl underneath it. And I'm going to turn the page of my book.
You already read that one?
Yep. I'm going to read as much of this book as I can.
The enemy's turd is there. Pow, he's coming at you. He spins around one time, and you can see his dagger sitting in there, and it just falls off and falls on the ground below you, right in front of you, Squeeb. Your dagger's just laying there in front of you.
I let go of it?
Didn't you say you let go?
I mean, if it's going to swirl around like a rag doll, I'll let go of it.
It tries to spin around once, and like you just spin around once with it, and it doesn't look like it's picking up steam, and it's disabled, and it tries to attack out. It doesn't.
I just didn't want to lose my dagger.
We should hold on to it. Ooh, that's 23.
Yep.
That's damage. 10 damage. Sorry, pal.
Wouldn't have killed
you. You still up?
Yes.
Ooh, look at you.
I still got
headbutts you with its helmet, and you just, this arrow sticking out the back and just headbutts you, and it's just like in your face, and it swirls into your space. So, like, the air's spinning around you. Tamsin, you're up.
Duck, big boy. 28 damage.
This arrow comes through and hits it from the other side and just takes the helmet all the way to the wall, and the air just, and it's gone.
Whoa!
Is the helmet still there?
Yeah. Helmet still there. And combat's over.
I just keep running as fast as I can.
I let out a deep sigh. Walk up, grab the helmet.
Okay.
Stow it.
Alright. Hopefully you got it.
Whatever's in that room better be worth it.
And as loud as I possibly can. Token!
And everybody hears it.
Don't care. I go storming around the corner and go looking for him.
That's all the further you're going to get. There's one more page and it's like almost half torn out. All right.
I go looking for him.
All right. You get inside the room and you don't see him.
I'm looking around. I'm going to look for some place he might be hiding. What seems to be the most likely place?
The bed.
Okay. Right. I'm going to flip the bed.
Okay. All right. Flip the bed. Roll me a strength check.
15.
You start to pick up the bed and like you move it, but when you pick it up, you see Token. It makes you really mad, and you try to push it one way, and it feels like it hits something right beside it, like right here. Like you, and you're like, what? And you like try to push it, and it won't move.
I get a book from this stack of books.
Okay.
And I throw it into that space here.
It bounces off something.
It just hits. Get out from underneath the bed.
I climb out and I dust myself off. Whew, that was close.
It was close for everybody but you.
But me?
You started this whole thing and then you did nothing to stop it.
I attacked it and ran. Listen,
you put the party in danger multiple times. We need you to think what's best for the group, not what's best for you. Please. It's for everybody's survival. And I will help you get all of the shinies. But think what's best for us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I found this cool book.
I found some random invisible object. Hey, boys. I just point at that. See that book? I threw it. There's something hard there.
You don't throw books.
I know we talked about this, but I don't read too good. You know that?
Yeah, speak too good.
You seem to understand the book's important. Okay, I get it. Whatever. Blah.
As you come in, Squeeb.
There's something there.
Please.
The power of the arcane energy that you felt before is coming from the skeleton.
Oh, the wizard?
But you're talking. You're like talking to him about this thing, yeah. And he's just like looking at the wizard, like.
I just follow his eyes. Oh. So the raven, that djinn thing, air thing, was guarding a dead guy? And an invisible block.
Do you want me to go check that invisible block out?
No. No, I do not.
The skeleton was scattered off of the throne.
You would have learned your lesson.
I think we should.
I want to investigate.
We need to figure this out as a group.
If the source of this magic.
Don't get crazy.
Well, according to this
investigation.
Book.
Court, what?
14.
14? Okay. As you're up and you just sort of barely touch it.
I'm like, is that Macbeth with the skull?
You hear the same voice, the exact same voice. They are here. Trust no one. But then the rest of you see Squeeb sort of like stand up fully. Ooh. And like he starts like shaking.
What'd your book say?
There's something about why would I talk to you about a book? Squeeb's floating in the air. It didn't say anything about this.
Oh. Well, hey.
He's possessed.
You want to come down here? How far up in the air is he?
Just a couple inches. All right. He just like starts shaking and then he sets back down.
Put my hand on his shoulder?
Yep. You bring him back down.
You doing all right there, sport? You're kind of scaring me here, bud.
Get out of him, demon.
Smack him.
I think I'm gonna check out these books.
Well, I mean, that's pretty normal for him.
You just do your thing.
He's back.
that was weird. Don't we want to figure out what this invisible thing is?
Yeah.
Okay. You all right there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that's a no.
He seems like he's okay.
I spent a year with him, he's not.
he's okay. Well,
this is weird. I pull out keep my short sword out and start poking at what I think is an invisible box, like flat. Him.
No, okay, let him go. You tap it a couple times and you start feeling like this is a chest.
All right. Can I find where the lock is?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Come here.
Squeeze.
Two things. I need you to open this, but once you open this, you cannot take anything that's in it until we discussed it as a group. Please and thank you. You have the best skills here to open this chest, I believe.
That's why I'm here.
Well, you're here because you're awesome. And I give like a half-hearted like a really bad, cheesy, fake smile, like, you know, Tuesday afternoon television.
What are you here for? Killing goblins?
A little bit of everything, it seems like. Tracking, talking to dragons, saving lives. I'm just here to be awesome, too. And hopefully, we can get enough money together and start renting that war machine that you talked to.
I'll start picking the lock.
I show him where the lock is and help him.
Do you have any gems?
I hold the lock still. I don't.
No one has any gems?
Maybe we're just going to do this the old-fashioned
way. I sure as heck don't.
Yeah, you do.
I'll attempt to pick it.
I'm going to help,
if
right?
Only you would have found a gem earlier.
It ain't going to matter. 17.
It isn't going to matter is what you said?
17. plus 6.
It was 18.
I'm an expert.
You're able to open it.
When open, do we see what's inside?
Yep. When it's open, the chest appears, and it's there.
Okay. Mm. Hold on. I know this is very exciting.
You hear the click, and as he starts opening up the chest,
you can see the heartbeat in my body.
I just immediately grab the back of his shirt and like, all right, hold on. Let's, pal, would you mind coming over here and taking a look at this? Squeeb.
Do I see anything special about the books? Like any special books?
No, it's mostly journal. There's some old books of different stories and stuff.
Scrolls or anything.
There's no scrolls that you find. You find a history book of sort of speaking about the history of Zadia.
Squeeb, are you looking for this book?
I look over at Powell and he's got a toothpick in and he's flipping a nickel.
Never seen a book.
Yes, I will take a look at your treasure chest.
What do we got here?
I wanted to read that, but you told me I couldn't.
No, I didn't say that. You've been doing other things.
All right, I'll look at the last page.
Oh, now he looks at the last
skip
page.
Skip to the last.
He flies up in the air and shakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the raven comes to life and starts attacking again. Did that journal have anything of importance to this chest?
Could be, depending on what's in here.
Okay.
I'm looking for a power stone.
We're looking for a power stone. Aren't we all supposed to be looking for a power stone?
Stone of power.
The cliff stone, yeah.
Yeah. That's what they called it.
What's in the chest? What's in the chest?
You open it?
Yeah, yeah, we flipped it open.
Inside you see two healing potions in amongst 100 gold pieces.
Whoa.
You find a little baby pouch. Maybe not that big. It's a small little pouch. It's got string pulled it shut. And you also see this little stick.
Like a wand?
I think he found what he's looking for.
Okay, so how do we want to do this? I don't think we should get in there and start touching stuff. Do we want to, like...
What?
And we got a stick, you know, move. It could be booby trapped.
It's not booby trapped. We just opened it.
Yeah, good call.
And it goes in and takes out a healing potion.
No problem. Okay, anybody who's really hurt, let's get those healing potions taken. You've already got one, didn't you?
Well, I've taken one, yeah.
I'm critically wounded.
I'm critically wounded.
We need him juiced. He's soaking up the damage.
I have four.
I look down and there's like bones sticking out of my knee.
You hear door open.
A door?
Yep.
A door open?
Yeah, outside. Over the room you're in.
Sheath my sword, pull my bow, and step back into this corner. Just in front of the wizard that's melted.
I start loading all the crap into a bag.
What?
From inside the box.
Of course he does.
Like the gold pieces?
Well, I'm first going for the pouch because I'm thinking it has a stone in it. So that's my number one thing.
I think you must not listen to the backstory of what we're doing here. The stone's not here. You know the stones are in the two kingdoms.
Oh, that's the stone?
That's the stone that it's talking
about. Look,
that's exactly. I was like, that's...
I have a little intelligence, okay? Oh. I grab the pouch anyways.
All
right. And the stick.
It's a tiny bag of holding.
You never have
been. I need it.
What? What's going on? You're a goblin voice.
And I'm just... Next thing I'll be is a stick, and then I'll go for the gold.
I run up to the goblin and place my hand over his mouth.
He walks up to there.
You tackle him?
You just run out and tackle him?
No, I put my hand... Yeah, I'm going to grab him and put my hand over his mouth.
Roll dex.
My hand's super big.
I did draw. So do I get a surprise round?
Huh?
You haven't seen him yet.
You are ready to go.
We're over here by the
You roll dex.
No, he's over here.
I move back here.
You guys... What'd you roll?
Three.
He rolled a one.
I rolled a one.
Okay.
So you grab him
and... Yeah. I put my massive hand over his mouth to shut him up. And I walk him in this room. And I close the door.
All
right. He can do all of these things. He's a giant.
You had the arrow. You were ready to pull, but he spread it out and grabbed him.
Yeah, no problem.
He's just like... And there's this giant Goliath. All you see is like the bare little two ears out of this giant muscles of his arms. Just hold him down.
He's definitely dangerous. Should we just,
hold him still, pal. Maybe
my sword out.
I'm blast him.
Don't we want to ask him some questions?
He's just going to scream and maybe bring attention.
All right.
Yeah, but is anything going to be able to get inside this room? Well, I'm assuming they've all seen what happens when you try to get in the door.
Potentially. But they don't know the djinn's gone, or air metal, or whatever that stupid thing was. Take the helmet out and show everybody.
I lean down and I intimidate him and say, "If you scream, we'll kill you."
On that day,
come slowly.
You say count slowly.
Kill him.
Can I help?
Okay. They say count.
Can I help?
Huh?
Can I help?
Intimidate him? How do you help him intimidate?
I'm gonna say.
I help by saying slowly.
I'll let him out.
I want to hear what you were going to
say. I was going to say...
So it can be disadvantage.
And I was going to say that she has a habit of killing goblins.
All right, roll with advantage.
I just throw up a rude gesture at you.
23.
Ooh.
That's going to work. You just feel your pants get wet for a second. You're like...
Wait, what did you
Somebody
do?
Somebody peed in your pants.
Did you pee in your pants?
He peed all over you.
Great. I slowly...
His eyes are finger by over as he's just looking at you.
Finger by finger, let off his mouth. But I still hold him.
I keep the arrow locked on him.
I pull Squeeb aside.
Hey, bud.
Here's a stick I found. Want to look at it? Does it have any magical properties?
I'm hearing this, right?
Yeah, I'm doing this out loud then.
Okay, wait, hey. As a group, we were supposed to be pulling things out of that chest. Where is everything else?
It's in this bag.
I immediately just stop.
It's in the bag. There was someone coming. I stashed it as fast as possible.
He just focused on you.
Seriously?
To be fair,
I
just sweat's coming down.
I didn't expect this, so this is more promising than what I thought was going to
What would you have had me done?
No, leave it in there and focus on the task at hand, which was stopping him. We don't need to load our pockets when we're in danger.
I mean, regardless, we all agree I get the wand, right?
But we got to figure out what's fair breakdown here.
I'm still breaking it down fair. I just making sure we got out of here with all of it.
Yeah.
That's my job. That's what I do.
You assume, you hope that
His
I forget.
Concentration's starting to break from your gaze of intimidation.
Oh, no.
For everyone else.
You think we'd forget? Where's the little pouch?
It's right here. I pull it out.
I start asking him questions.
I haven't even looked at it yet. I gave the wizard the wand. You want it? This isn't even shiny. I throw it at you.
I'll take it. I have the little bag now.
The little bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody should get 25 gold pieces until we figure out the cost of that wand.
Alright, first question, go.
What was the...
And I turn my attention back to the...
celestial wind being that was in this room?
Death!
That's fair.
Who is this wizard?
Not celestial, pal. It was elemental.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
What wizard?
I should know that.
What wizard?
I point into the corner of the bones.
I don't know. How did you guys get in here? How many more of there are you? Seven? How many is seven?
Feral insight.
I hope he's not lying to us after intimidating them.
Yeah, I hope so for his sake.
His sake.
19.
So you and one
no,
other?
No, it's 14.
We're actually looking for a leader.
It's hard to get beat. Like, you can feel that he's trying to tell you the truth, but he's probably
underestimating.
He's
just so afraid.
He's just kind of picking a number.
Can't count? Okay.
Can you name the people that are here?
Oh my gosh.
Where's... Tumak.
Tumak.
It's not Tupac.
Well, there's Gurgle and Phlegm and Clot. Snot, Flort, Hoozer, Slockpicky, Snert, Pusgirl.
Pusgirl.
And,
Who's your loser
leader?
More
than seven.
I'm buying you time. Buy me more time. So, tell me.
Glebnose is our leader.
It's definitely not Tumak.
Where's he at?
He's upstairs. Now you guys are going to let me go, right?
How many levels upstairs?
It's just up the stairs.
Just one more?
Yeah.
Do you have any healing potions up there?
Oh, there's lots of treasure up there.
That's not boogers?
It's the dragon treasure, isn't it?
Oh, it's cool. Yeah. The dragon's not here, though. We strong. We bite them off.
She'll be back.
She's already here.
Not.
Of course, that book, he's already here.
What other dangers are in this castle?
There's just upstairs room. I don't want to die.
From what we know, is there only one more floor?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's how this is going to work. What's your name?
Goober.
Goober?
Goober.
Goober. Got it. It's a lovely name, Goober.
Thank you.
We're going to need you to stay here. Or you can go downstairs and leave.
I have an idea.
Goober, stay.
I pull out the bag of treasure.
What bag of treasure?
The boogers. The teeth. And I go, look at this treasure. Do you want this treasure? I'll tell you what. You go tell your men that there's a threat on the bottom floor. And you lead them all the way down through this room. You don't want to come through this door because that elemental will kill you. But you lead them down and out of this tower, and I'll give you this treasure. I'll have it waiting for you on the bottom floor.
How can Goober trust you?
He
looks at you.
I stick my hand in the nasty bag and I pull out two teeth. I give him two teeth. Advancement.
It's a big word. Roll persuasion.
It's a big word.
It's going to be pretty tough to make him totally forsake his people, but he is a goblin and you're giving him boogers.
And life. Not going to be it.
He looks at you for a moment and he goes, okay. Let Goober go.
I roll insight.
Your profession, you can do it.
Yeah.
Tamsin and Token are the only ones insight.
Badow!
I'm going to say I have it too.
You can roll insight. You're popping down.
20. 25.
Yeah, he's lying to you.
He's lying?
Yeah.
24.
Yeah, he's lying.
I grab him. I pull out a dagger.
No.
And I'm like, you listen here. You take what you get, and you do what you're told, and you get your treasure.
Goober, do what you say.
Pow.
Hey, do it.
Do you see that giant over there?
The one that's holding him right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean over there? I'm hovering over him. I'm hovering over him.
Well, we're so small that you're still over there.
That's fair. It's so far away.
He killed all the goblins on the first floor by himself. If you want to survive, and you want your friends to survive, you do what you're told, and you take your treasure. And I give him two more teeth.
Goober, do it. Just don't hurt Goober.
I get him the insight. I don't need
How do we know he's lying if he's telling the truth?
He'll do it. And if he doesn't do it, we'll kill them all. What does it matter?
I slowly let him go. Your reward will be waiting for you.
Okay. He's sort of like, he's walking kind of weird. And it kind of smells a little funny.
I grabbed the book that's laying.
He's got the poop butt walk?
Yeah.
He might have crapped himself too. Yeah.
Shakes his leg.
I grabbed the book that's
just
laying
shakes it loose.
Nearby that was thrown.
Yep.
He has it. Oh, that book that he threw.
I grab it off the floor. And then I like stare at the goblin and I rip it like a
Nice.
I just look at you like, you're not going to be mad at that. I threw the book and I got lectured. He rips it in half. Don't get me wrong, it's pretty cool. I can't read anyway.
Will our heroes be able to complete their quest? Find out next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Oh hey, not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!